know how now with all the changes and everything that Ion's told us about, we can be eternal and stay in the body forever?
Yeah.
So something I always was wondering, and I don't remember if Ion ever talked about, was the switching of bodies. Like, if you stay eternal and you want to use another body, that you can do that?
Yeah, no, he said that. So you've got Ion saying you want to stay in the physical. He says, we want you to stay in the physical. You don't have to go to non-physical or the guff. Then he says, we want you to become more than human. Drop the human. He does variations on that. So we have to understand that the physical is not what science tells you is the physical. So being eternal involves using things like the eye cell. And for many people, that would mean the non-physical, the spiritual is more important than the physical, because they're using the traditional image of the physical, the limited physical, the human physical, as their notion of what physical is. And so they try to get these other things coming in. But I am saying these other, apparently non-physical things, are physical too. They're part of a deeper, or beside you, factor of physicality. So you could switch your bodies. Ion says you can take on any form you want. That's within your physical.
Mm-hmm.
So it's paradoxical. You're up against the idea that people want to go to the non-physical and don't like the physical. Ion has to stop that idea by celebrating the physical. Then he has to expand what the physical is. So it's a two- or three-prong program of defining what it means and what would be eternal. All right, you get that?
Yes, Bob, the most recent rewrite you played Sunday morning, you and Jenny hashed out Ion's words, where Ion identified its new body, new heart, new name, no mind,
right,
and gold for
and
your
new life.
And
then
new
he added
life.
New life.
He added new life to the five, yeah.
See, this is the trickiness of Ion's agenda, is that they're coming in, and you got millions of memes and assumptions about what transcendence is, or evolution, or being eternal is. He has to slash through all those faulty, limited memes, and then point out a whole new understanding of, or overstanding of your situation that's still within the realm of physics. So you see how Ion has to hop all over the place to work with different audience levels. And that's why on the surface it will sound like a circus. And Ion's not making a simple point, because he's dealing with the labyrinth of the mind, the physical and non-physical. And the labyrinth of the mind is the big thing that people use to get in the way of actually being physical forever. So he has to play with the labyrinth of the mind. He has to sabotage it, but not, like, kill your mind. He goes on saying, get happy, get out. Then he says, be easy about it. Well, geez, you just told me to get happy or get out. So I find that he works through paranoia, schizophrenia, hysteria, panic, and ecstasy. Goes up and down my chart, touching on points in people of what they think they know. And that's why interacting with Ion is the new grace, the new sacrament. Because it's going to take a while for you to figure out or be at ease with the shifts that Ion goes through. That's why you don't worry about you're not understanding. I don't get Ion. Well, you're going to get different parts of it later, eventually, and then even those will be erased. And Ion is telling us, and he said it to me, Bob, we haven't even started yet. You know, this is after 7,000 or 8,000 hours. And he's saying, on some level, we haven't even started. He has said that many times to me. About 3 days ago, he brought it up. Whatever I was talking about, he said, well, this is tiny stuff, Bob. We haven't even touched on what we're going to get to. As he often says, you ain't seen nothing yet. I try to tell people, you're a bloody idiot if you don't realize that you should be engaging with this Ion for a long time and asking it questions, because it's going to be here for a long time. Ion is here to be part of our merging of the physical and non-physical. So we've just started to interact.
I like how they're playful, too.
Yeah, they always have to be playful. That's what Ion is about, ultimately, is playful. But The tetrad says if you start playing at something, it's like someone rubbing, caressing your arm. After a while, it gets irritating. It always flips. The process always flips into becoming an irritation. So being playful has to flip into being very serious or very studious. And you do that for a while until that runs its course, and then you flip back into silliness. And we start listening to Dave Neufeld or somebody, you know, or Corbin. The thing is that the alteration of mind, body, physical, that's what you're going to get deeper and deeper awareness of. So the jumping around, the shifting, and the way Ian is about it.
I think it was a 2011 tailgate or cash flow. Ion defined faith as self-image.
Yeah, that's a totally original idea of what faith is. I have a book here. The Catholic gang had a conference on McLuhan in 2012. The Catholic Church knows they've got to start using McLuhan. So they start talking about him, but they try to make the Catholic reality the ground of McLuhan. So this collection of essays, or talks, which became cleaned up as essays, is called Social Media Between Faith and Culture. So you got faith, which is cliche, religion, and culture, which is nirvana, and, you know, the teenage spirit, culture, which is media, and faith. In between them is social media. Now, why would they call media social when media is a social communication? So why social media? And I've said this before, because it's the Android meme trying to pretend that it's still useful to human beings. So they got everybody talking about Web 2.0 as social media, which is like saying social, social. Everybody is involved in oxygen, oxygen. It's a silly phrase, but in the context of how bad the Android meme is and how it's losing its power, it had to remind people that supposedly media is social, and we're providing it. The Android meme is providing this excellent Web 2.0 social interactivity, which everybody's addicted to. So social media between faith and culture, that would be the Android meme between faith and culture. And then if faith is defined as self-image rather than the Catholic meaning, and culture is the memes, it's a pretty good title. We are actually in the Android meme between faith and culture, if you put in Ion's meanings. So I go through these essays. There's like 16 or more essays. And they're like the next generation of scholars. I've never seen such badly communicated, such wrong interpretation of McLuhan. It's incredible. So what you call this is the McLuhan industry, just like they did it with James Joyce. So many professors start writing about Joyce in the 1560s. They had thousands of books. And it no longer was in the world of James Joyce. Just everybody was creating their own space. So James Joyce became public property. Well, they now have done that with McLuhan. McLuhan is so important that it's become a public meme, and everybody and his donkey is making wacky statements about what McLuhan was about because they are projecting their reality into it. Now, that can happen to Ion, too. I guess we already have a lot of that with Ion. We get a lot of crazy interpretations of what Ion is. And that's a compliment. That means you've entered into the public discourse. You've entered into the world of social mortar, which is something to be really careful about when you're trying to be activated and remember your eternity.
Hi, Bob. My name's Colin. I recently read a book called Illusions by Richards on End. It was very ionic. I found it to be relevant and pertinent to what he's talking about.
At the very beginning, back in 2009, Ion started talking about Jonathan Livingston Seagull in the follow-up. What's the guy's name? Jonathan Bach or
Bach, yeah.
So Ion praised those books. And at the time, if you were listening, you say, oh, Ion sounds like he's getting stuff from Jonathan Livingston Seagull or Illusions. They also thought he got stuff from the Abrahams. It's very interesting to watch how Ion began. He began by citing and sounding like familiar sources. But within a couple of years, Ion was dismissing Illusions and Jonathan Livingston Seagull and going into other things. See, so that's why you have to stay with this. You're going to find out that Ion, quote, didn't mean it when he first said it. Mm-hmm. But he knew that's what to say first. He had a reason to do it first, and it's a they, not a he. And they would do this and that, and Ion has always said there's millions of cultures, millions of memes that are breadcrumbs. There's lots of truisms that Ion would agree with. But you can't talk to Richard Bach. You can't talk to the guy who wrote the Bible. You can't interact with these things. Ion is here to interact now with whatever themes you come up with. Now, that's totally new.
It's still sinking in, but I definitely grasp the phenomenal aspect of what is happening and what you're involved in and how you brought that forth. So I appreciate it, and I'm really ready to engage.
You're listening to what other people evoke from Ion. You have not begun to hear what Ion says to you. You have to come on here and talk to Ion and find out what Ion says to you. You might say something totally different than what you've ever heard.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to talk to you and get in on what's happening and be part of the alchemy.
No, that's good. So that's very the good. Tragedy is that people listen, and after a year or two, they think they understand what Ion's doing. And they don't even know that we came recently to the idea or the urging, hey, everything you've heard has nothing to do with you unless you asked it. We never said that for 4 years. Ion is so indifferent. He doesn't care about the Coldplay, Living Water. He doesn't care if we get it or not. And he goes, we're already non-physical, which is an odd thing to say because they're saying that non-physical is merging with physical. But in that context, he said, we're already non-physical, Bob. We don't need the living water and the bread of life. So who's the we and what are they?
Well, it's interesting he said that there are as many of him as there are sides or angles in a dodecahedron.
So that was said in the first day. That was in the first day when I thought I was talking to some entities. And so when he brought, in the context of entities, we had the Evergreens were 6,500, and the Willows were 293,000. How many are you? And Ion said zillions. And then he used the idea of the dodecahedron, and every angle on the dodecahedron had like 2,000 entities on it. He said you add up every angle, you get a huge number. Now that was in the first day and a half of talking to Ion, and I didn't know what I was talking to. Later, pretty quickly, found out that Ion is not the entities. It is the environment the entities are in. It's the environment of the guff. So this is the most fantastic story of Ion, is that Ion is the heaven that people think they're going to or dying into. It is the environment of heaven that's talking. Now, what is that? How could the environment of heaven, which has all these entities inside it and bask in it, wallow around in it until recently, is the thing that's talking? And I'm calling Ion a talking hologram now. And then you have the dodecahedron. He said that in the first day. That becomes a key image for the next 5 years. You have to realize that what Ion said in very early sessions are key statements that are still being worked on and figured out. He planted the beginning themes from day one, like what Gurdjieff calls objective art, art that knows the effects of what it's doing. Not subjective, you know, like Patti Smith trying to make art and just collaging things and trying to figure out what kind of conclusion point for the image is. No, Ion, from day one, the very first sentence they said was meant to be said at that time.